Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Chris Kowski with your Sports Grid news update. You want the winning edge? Get on the grid. We start recapping Monday's Major League Baseball slate. The Rays' home favorites beat the Red Sox 6-1. The under hits. News on the Red Sox southpaw pitcher Martin Perez has tested positive for COVID-19. The Sox also placed closer Matt Barnes on the COVID IL. The Jays' home favorites took care of the Orioles 7-1. The under, a winner, Vlad Guerrero Jr., 2 home runs on the night. The Phillies' road favorites took care of the Nats 7-4. The over cashes in. Bryce Harper with a home run in the win. The Cardinals road dogs edge the Reds 3-1. The under comes home. The Twins as road favorites edge the Tigers 3-2. The under, a winner. And Rhett Bollinger, beat reporter for the Angels, reports Shohei Ohtani won't pitch his scheduled start on Tuesday after being hit on the hand by a pitch Saturday. Ohtani is still going to be in the Angels lineup. News from the NFL, Niners rookie quarterback Trey Lance has a small chip in his finger. Head coach Kyle Shanahan says Lance is expected to miss about a week. The Jags have traded corner Sidney Jones to the Seahawks for a 2022 sixth-round conditional pick. Sources tell ESPN the Bucs are working to restructure wide receiver Mike Evans' deal to make cap space. Evans currently has a team-high $16.637 million cap hit. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer announced Monday tight end Irv Smith Jr. will undergo surgery this week to repair a meniscus injury he suffered in the Vikings preseason loss Friday. Zimmer did not specify how much time Smith will miss. And the Longhorns have named Hudson Carter their starting quarterback week one when they take on Louisiana. But head coach Steve Sarkisian said quarterback Casey Thompson will also play in the game. I'm Chris Kowski with your Sports Grid news update. And remember to shake it up with Scott Farrell and the crew and Farrell. Coast to coast every weekday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Sports Grid.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. Let's start off on the diamond as the Los Angeles Dodgers were up 5-0 on the Atlanta Braves. But it's a home run derby tonight in Chavez Ravine as the Los Angeles Dodgers went deep multiple times early in this game. And the Braves had just hit back-to-back solo shots. 5-2 right now. We're trying to cry home the under. We ended up getting a 9.5 with this. We laid a little juice to do it. Yet at this rate, every time somebody swings a bat, it seems to end up in the stands. So it was a big night tonight. Big week for Major League Baseball. Big week for teams right now, as there's less than 5 weeks remaining in the regular season. The Angels and the Yankees are going at it. There's been a ton of runs. It's 7-5. It's late. It's in the seventh inning right now, but the Yankees have a runner on first base, and, you know, there's still some baseball left. The Yankees still have a couple of outs left here. The seventh inning, they got the eighth and the ninth coming up after the San Diego, desperate for a win. San Diego gets that win. St. Louis, desperate. Cincinnati, can Cincinnati handle success? It's one thing to, like, to storm, you know, all the way to the wild card, but can you hang on to the wild card? And big win for the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Big win for San Diego, at least so far. They haven't won the game yet. They're in the seventh inning right now. Johnny Cueto was a scratch tonight. And the Milwaukee Brewers have been nursing a 2-0 lead all night, but San Francisco's knocking on the door right now. We'll keep our eye on this. We got a ton of baseball stuff going on here. And as I stated, every time somebody swings a bat at Chavez Ravine, it's seemingly a home run. So we'll keep our eye on that. San Diego just scored another run right now. Speaking of San Francisco, so they're trailing Milwaukee 2-0. Mr. Burns, Smithers, Mr. Burns on the hill here this evening. Listen, man, he's been killing it, but suddenly, don't look now. San Francisco, they don't go away. All right, they've got runners on first and third right now with nobody out, so we'll keep our eye on this. We put a play in tonight live on Game Time Decisions while during the commercial break. I took the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the division. They've cut the lead to 2.5. Potentially, they could cut it to 1.5 after tonight, and they play the San Francisco Giants later in the week. All right, so it's getting real right now, and I'm curious to see what the updated odds are going to be, like, I don't know, like after this game. The Major League Baseball future market is a very it's a very fluid one, isn't it? We rolling. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Monday night meltdown has begun. It's a triple threat Monday night meltdown. Mo Khan's going to step up and we'll talk football with Mo Khan. George Kurtz will step up and in from Long Island, New York. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk football with Kurtz. We'll talk college football, NFL football this evening. We'll talk Major League Baseball action. We'll talk Miami Dolphin football. Craig Ballard will kick it with us. There's a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson right now. Except don't believe the hype. All right, don't believe all this Deshaun Watson hype as far as him getting traded. What it is, basically, is the Houston Texans are on the hook for his contract, like, now, like, starting Tuesday. Whenever the official, like, I don't know, it's probably, like, 3 p.m. Eastern or something like that. You know what? They're on the hook for him, so they've got to deal with him. And you know what? He only makes $10 million this year, but he actually makes, like, $35, $40 million a year. So it's, you know, you're not getting him for $10 million. And word is they want 3 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks, which is pretty ambitious for a player that nobody knows whether he's going to be able to play or not. NFL insiders are saying that teams have told the Texans that we'll trade for him right now. That's what, like, some reports are. But they said that basically if he gets suspended, like, they want the picks back. So they basically want, like, all these deals in writing. And that's clearly not going to happen. He's not going to the Miami Dolphins. I don't know why people keep messing with Tua, but we'll get Craig Ballard's thoughts on this. Of course, Ballard does some great baseball videos, but he is a Miami Dolphin fan as well. We'll get Mo Khan's thoughts. We'll get George Kurtz's thoughts. We'll talk fantasy football with George Kurtz as well. And bad break. Our condolences to anybody that drafted J.K. Dobbins over the weekend in your fantasy football drafts. The Baltimore Ravens win their 20th consecutive preseason game, but they lose their star running back. Trey Lance, like, broke a, like, fractured. He's got a chip and a bone in his finger. He's going to be out for a week. So, in other words, Jimmy G, you the man.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on him.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really? Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. Rain last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. SiriusXM Channel 204. Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates and everybody watching us on the digital video platforms as well. It's football season. It's fantasy football season. And every year, I always contemplate. Like, I mix it up as far as fantasy football is concerned. Sometimes I'll get cute with, like, names, and I'll come up with a fantasy football name. And other times, it's very bland and simple. Team Morency. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever I registered as, I don't do anything. I stay, like, you know what I mean? I've got no avatar. I've got no logo. I've got no nothing. And other times, I'll come up with some names. But this year, I've got my fantasy football team name. And that is Bishop Sycamore. Bishop Sycamore is going to be, and I guarantee you I won't be the only one, but like always, I'll be the first one. So just I'll just throw this out here right now. So when you see this name everywhere in fantasy football, you go, man, Morency said, yeah, it's going to be big fantasy football. Yeah, I'll call my team Bishop Sycamore. I like these guys. I'm a fan. I want to get a jersey. So basically, we'll bring Mo Khan in a moment here. So Bishop Sycamore, if you've seen this name around today, they were on ESPN yesterday. And we made a big deal about the CFL being on ESPN. I guess everybody gets on ESPN now. So Bishop Sycamore, they played the IMG Academy, who were one of the top high school programs, prep programs in America. They lost 58-0. And people are wondering, who the hell are these guys? And as the game was going on, people started like saying, you know what, these guys aren't a real team. And then it turned out they actually played a game on Friday. So they played a game on Friday. They played two games in 2 days. The kids are playing both ends, offense and defense. And for the record, there has allegedly never actually been a Bishop Sycamore. There is no school. It's a scam. It's some dude's house in Ohio. They just played. They somehow hustled their way into two games in 3 days. Most of their players aren't even high schoolers. They're D1 dropouts and kids that have been kicked off other teams. And, oh, yeah, their head coach has an active arrest warrant, as people realize during the game, that he's actually he's a wanted man. That's why I am proud to call my fantasy football team in 2021, and how the hell can we lose, Bishop Sycamore. So we are now joined by one of the players that played wide receiver with experience, Mo Khan, steps up and in. Mo, I got to ask you, Mo, how is it that you guys lost to these guys if you're all D1 guys and like JUCO dudes and stuff? I'm just kidding. Mo's an honorable guy, but he was a hell of a wide receiver. But let me ask you, Mo, because that's what a lot of people, that's what, like, I saw Darius Butler, former NFL player, ask that. He said, whatever, man. He goes, I just want to know how you guys lost 58-0 to a high school team.
You know what, Gabe, it was funny. I saw the game, IMG, against Bishop Sycamore. I said, I'm not going to watch it because at that moment, it was like 30-0 for IMG. But then once the news came out, like, 2-3 hours after on Sunday night, I was like, what is going on over here? And then, you know what, the thing is, if you trace the history of this so-called school, it was supposed to be a charter school, which never materialized, and now we're seeing the I guess labor the fruits come about here, that they were just a complete lie from start to finish. And we've seen this before, Gabe. Like, you know, we've seen schools, and if you remember, Deion Sanders had his own charter school 10, 12 years ago in Texas, and that flamed out completely where kids flunked out, didn't get the grades to go to Division I football. He was fired like 10, 12 times in the span of 4 months at this charter school here. So a lot of these places have been poorly run of late in the last decade or so, and I'm not surprised by how the outcome has played out for Bishop Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore is based out of Columbus, Ohio. It's probably funded by Urban Meyer. It's an online charter school. So get this. I like this. The school's website has a blank page. They didn't even hide it. But like, come on, man. They don't even have a website. They didn't even fake it. Their school website is a blank page. They're sick. The only link that works is a football recruiting link saying if you play football, there's no classes. They're not listed. They're not licensed by the Ohio education, bro. They're not licensed. They're not a school. And now it's really coming out. They found it's a house, bro. It's somebody's house in Columbus. That's the school. That's the address that they've nailed it down to.
It's crazy. And Gabe, and not only that, though, I've seen people, even in Montreal, where I'm located, they are de facto, quote unquote, agents that are trying to send kids to prep schools that are no longer fictional. And there was a couple of guys in Montreal that got caught for it and essentially been blackballed in the football community in this part of Canada. So it's definitely common, not only in the U.S., but also up here in Canada with certain people who try to get guys to go down to certain schools, which never materialize because they want the money from the family that might fork over $20,000, $30,000 to send their kid to get a D1 scholarship.
It's amazing, honestly, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say this, that the high school sports scene and college sports, that athletic stuff, it's sleazier than porn. You know what I mean? The amount of sleaze balls and dudes that are around, it's insane. They're just parasites. These dudes, they come out of the woodwork. Listen, Bishop Sycamore A, props on you guys. You pulled the hustle of the century. Somehow you got on ESPN in here. But that's to me, Mo, that because the ESPN announcers were embarrassed during the game, right? And then they said,
yes, they were, yeah.
The play-by-play guy, and I don't know, was it Dart? What's his name? Thank you. Yeah, so he basically said during the game, I've looked up all their players, and none of them exist. And he basically said, he sort of blamed them for fooling them, but he probably shouldn't have brought that up because you're exposing the fact. It's guys, you're ESPN. How the hell did you put this game on TV? How did you do biz? How did this come from? You're a publicly traded company. You just put a wanted fugitive on TV with a bunch of kids that and people are talking about the danger of it because IMG murdered them so much. And now people are they played two games in 2 days, Mo, too, right? So right. In different numbers. He lied about the players he lied about the roster too. It's just okay, fine. This stuff will happen. Little League World Series, a kid will lie about his age or whatever. It happens all the time. Major League Baseball players have lied about their age. But
for sure.
This is not even a school. It's one thing to be crooked, Mo, but they're not even a real school, bro.
they're a recreational football team. That's what it was. Let's get together.
They played it too.
Yeah, that's it. Let's band together as a unit and let's play IMG. Maybe we'll get a look or two for guys to get maybe a scholarship elsewhere. But a complete travesty because even that, Gabe, there was a better game. St. Thomas Aquinas from Fort Lauderdale had a better game when they played the team from Baltimore. And that was a much more exciting game because that's our two legitimate programs in North America. So a complete embarrassment for high school.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun. And it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I don't want to hear about people not betting on high school football either. If you're putting it on ESPN, you've got this crap, then don't tell me about betting it. I'm less of a sleazeball than these jerks are. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it with Mo Khan right now. George Kurtz will step up, and then we'll talk some fantasy football with Kurtz. We'll talk baseball with Kurtz. You know, Kurtz is stressing out the Yankees and the Angels. Let's talk football now with Mo. So, Mo, Kyle Shanahan said that, and he's insinuated that he's going to be playing both quarterbacks, that Jimmy G will be the starter. But, and he never, you know what? It's not new. He didn't, you know what? He said this before. He said, we're always going to have packages for Trey Lance. So Trey Lance chipped a bone in his finger. Nothing serious, but he's going to be out a week. But when you consider it's the final week and a half before the start of the season, it's a massive week for him to miss right now. This sort of like solidifies Jimmy G. They get the Detroit Lions in week one. But you know, Mo, and you know the saying, they say if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. But I don't really believe right. that in this instance. And I think Jimmy G has the temperament to deal with this and realize it's part of the big picture. And we see now, Mo, hey, it's running back committee. It's wide receiver by committee in the NFL. I don't have a problem with this. If both quarterbacks sucked, I'd say you guys got a problem. But I don't have a problem, especially they play different styles, and it'll keep the other teams off balance, don't you think?
Yes and no. It's like when Steve Spurrier was at Florida. Remember, he used to rotate quarterbacks every single play when he was at the heyday for the fun and gun offense down in Gainesville. But like Gabe, the thing is, right, you're right. To have two quarterbacks of that level is solid for Kyle Shanahan to work with. But the problem is the rapport. Because you think about it, Gabe, look at the number of hours you put into the practice sessions to develop that rapport, to understand that trajectory of how the ball is released from Jimmy G or from Trey Lance. If Kyle Shanahan continues to operate that he's going to switch it up every single series or every third or fourth play, it brings up that angst within the receiver. Like, okay, how's this ball going to come out of the hand of this quarterback?
Yeah, I know.
Down
yeah.
play when we need 10 yards, right? So that's why I think from that perspective, it could be an issue. But here's the thing, though. To have Trey Lance go with this package, it alleviates the wear and tear on Jimmy G's body, because we know Jimmy G's body, Gabe, it's not been healthy during his time in San Francisco. So if this can save his body of maybe 10 to 15 hits per season and has him healthy for the playoff run come January, I think it could work out for the Niners, because, again, they have a great defense, but it's going to be the question of how they utilize Trey Lance to make sure that Jimmy G will be the one who's healthy going to the critical months of this football season.
That's a good point, and it helps Jimmy G. If you're Jimmy G, it takes a little weight off, actually. Because look at the CFL, and look how they handle that, Mo. Short yardage situations, it's always the backup that comes in and does it. And I've always That's wondered right. about that. I'm thinking, wow, you got a massive third and short coming up here. Three downs, just for the record. So you got a massive play coming up, and you're bringing in a guy who's cold off the bench to take this snap. What, your starting quarterback can't just, you know, lean forward, but they don't want to get him hit, right? So they bring in right. the backup, he plows in, and they don't want anything happening to the quarterback in a pile or anything like that. So I don't think it would be dysfunctional, because you're right, Spurrier was insane. And another thing Spurrier did too, and it used to drive me crazy, and Spurrier knows more about football, forget more about than I know, Mo, but you know what drive me crazy with Spurrier? And I thought it was a hindrance to the quarterbacks. He would call him over to the sidelines every play. Like, every snap, yeah. Mo. Like, he didn't, like, call the play in. He would call them over. So, and I was thinking, how many extra yards, like 100 yards, has your quarterback ran tonight? Like, running back and forth, running to the sideline, back to the huddle, back to the sideline, right. back to the... Every play, he would call him over, and he would talk to him briefly, and quarterback would run back. And, you know, I think it's stupid when you see down in college, Mo, when you see, oh, yeah, like, they're switching, like, every play or snap and stuff. Like, that's ridiculous. But I think it's more packages. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jimmy G will start, and then maybe the fourth drive of the game, hey, Trey Lance is coming in for a series. Right? And I hear what you're saying as far as the wide receivers, but I think they'll think it's exciting because he's an exciting player, and he can just – it's all about winning football games. And I think, you know, I think Trey Lance is too good just to have standing on the sidelines. He's got to help you win football games.
No question. And I'll give you the prime example. Arizona with Kyler Murray and Chris Streveler. And remember, Streveler is a former CFL quarterback.
Good call.
Who was utilizing that same thing with Winnipeg, right? When the Bombers won the Great Cup in 2019, he would be utilized in the short yard situation. And remember, Kyler Murray got hurt last year, halfway through the year, wasn't the same player. Cliff Kingsbury has a lot of pressure on him this year, Gabe. There's no question about that. He's got to keep Kyler Murray healthy. And if that means Streveler comes in for a 3rd-and-1 or for a 2nd-and-2, whatever it might be, or for a 3rd-and-4, whatever it might be, he will alleviate the wear and tear on Kyler's body that will keep him fresher going towards December and maybe playoff football in January.
That is a key. Arizona's an interesting team. Arizona hasn't shown anything, Mo, in the preseason at all. So we'll see if they're able to just flick that switch and play for real. But I got to tell you, they have a tough opening week matchup, and I haven't placed any bets yet. But I think that week one is kind of tricky in the National Football League this year.
It really is.
One of the point spreads of one of the games, though, is Arizona at Tennessee. And look, Mo, so they say that home field is worth 3 points, right, in the National Football League with fans. That's generally what it's been over the years.
Right.
Except home field doesn't mean as much as it used to. I'm not going to dispute that. All right? But even with that being said, let's just say it's 3 points. So the Arizona Cardinals are only 3-point underdogs in Tennessee. That's a road game for them against a damn good football team in the Tennessee Titans that don't have a bunch of new parts that are putting together and that are playing at home. So, and they're 3-point favorites, Tennessee. So, in other words, the odds makers are telling us if these teams played on a neutral field, the game would be a pick 'em. I think Tennessee are a better football team than Arizona are. I think that point spread's a little short. I like Arizona this year. I think they're in the mix but for a wild card. I don't think they're going to win a division, but I think that that's a tough spot for them to beat Tennessee in week one.
Well, here's what I'll say. Where's the pass rush coming for Tennessee? Remember last year, they invested a lot of money in Jadeveon Clowney and others, and they failed miserably from the pass rush. And that's why they lost to Baltimore in the wild card weekend game when they couldn't get anything on Lamar Jackson. You bring in Bud Dupree, you bring in some younger guys to help out that front seven. And there's a lot of pressure on Mike Vrabel because, remember, Dean Pease was the DC before he, quote-unquote, retired, and now he's in Atlanta with Arthur Smith. And that defense did not do anything at all in 2020, Gabe. And that's why going to this game with Arizona and Tennessee with that 3-point spread, I wouldn't discount Arizona, beg your pardon, because they have the horsepower to put up the numbers with that receiving core and with that running game that they have. So I wouldn't discredit that whole process right now because I think Arizona can put up points. It's a question of their defense playing well. And I think in this match against Tennessee, I would give the slight edge to Arizona's defense because they have more playmakers to work with in their front seven than Tennessee does at this moment.
You know what's funny, though, is if there's perception of reality and they never really match, right, Mo? In that, like,
right.
People thought, and I thought too, Cliff Kingsbury, when he got hired, all right, he's an offensive guy. You know, what's the Arizona defense going to be like, right? The Arizona defense has been good.
Right.
Like, honestly, let's be real. The offense hasn't been as good as they've wanted. Right, Kyler Murray's had his moments, but he got hurt. And he wasn't the same after. But in their first year there, it's surprising. Kingsbury's been conservative. That's what's surprising to me. Like, I don't know if he thought, well, everyone thinks I'm sort of a gadget guy, so I'm going to be more traditional. But he really hasn't been all that gadget-like. He's like, he hasn't gone for it on fourth down often. He settled for field goals. Like, he's punted. He's been pretty conservative. I think he needs to be more aggressive, actually. But, you know, you would think that Tennessee and Arizona be a track meet, guys. But you look at the numbers, it's interesting. And I don't think this will be anything different. I think you're right, Mo. You look at Tennessee's defense, and they've got issues. But Tennessee guys were, they were 12-4-1 to the over, all right, including the playoff game. So 12-4-1 to the over on the season. And the year before, ever since Tannehill's been there, Mo, the Tennessee offense puts up a boatload of points. Like, they score like 27, 30 points a game almost weekly, Tennessee. And it's interesting because, you know, as we mentioned, guys, Tennessee were the second best over team in the National Football League last year. And Arizona were 11-5 to the under. 16 games, only 5 games went over for Arizona. They couldn't score. They didn't score.
And here's the thing, Gabe, right? The first 8 games of last year, Arizona averaged about 29.5 points per game. In the final 8, it was 24.5. Yep. And that's when Kyler got his injury against Seattle in that Thursday night football game up in the Northwest. So he didn't play well because he was hurt, and they dropped by 5 points. So you wonder, was a healthy Kyler Murray, will they be able to put up a 30 clip per game? I think they can, but again, it will come down to that O-line being much better than what they were last year where Murray got hit far too often in critical situations.
The number one offense scoring last year in the National Football League, and I think these teams will be just every bit as efficient this year. The Green Bay Packers scored 31.5 points per game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so you don't really think of an explosive team, but you got to give them credit. They scored 30.8 points per game. The Buffalo Bills scored 29.9 points per game. The Tennessee Titans scored 29.6 points per game. You notice the correlation here, guys, and we'll get Mo's take on this on the other side. But
normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, all playoff teams. And exactly. The old defense wins championships thing might be a thing of the past. If you don't score, you don't win in today's NFL. You've got to come up with some stops, but if you don't score 30 points a game in the NFL, you're not winning the Super Bowl. It's like, it's just the new reality. You don't have to score 30 points in the Super Bowl, but you do to get there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency, Sirius XM Channel 204. Mo Khan kicking with us. TSN Radio, former college football player and meteorologist and more. He's like James Bond. He's a man of many trades. Mo Khan. Hey, how you see this? The SEC. So, guys, the SEC's not playing around. The SEC establishes their forfeit policies for the college football season. And they have a stronger one than other conferences in the sense they have a double forfeit in the SEC. So if your team in the SEC, they're going NFL. The SEC is like the NFL, isn't it, Mother? Let's just be real. Like after the like, so
it really is.
The SEC is going to compensate the team if basically. If your game gets canceled because the other team has COVID, the other team loses. There's no disputing. There's no making it up. There's no conversation. The rules are the rules. It's over. And if it's your fault, the SEC's talking about, the SEC said they're working on a compensation package now. So now they're gonna hit the schools that are unable to play. The SEC's not playing around. And it's funny, you know, for all you like, oh, this and that. And like, I get it. You don't want to get a vaccination and stuff. But you see, people that actually have billions of dollars at stake aren't playing, even in the South, the SEC. They don't care if the students get vaxxed, but they care about the players. So they care. Remember, I told you guys the story. LSU students didn't need to be vaxxed, but they vaxxed Mike the Tiger. They were worried about the Tiger, their mascot, so he got vaccinated. But for the record, LSU is now vaccinating their students. They changed course. But how about this? So if both teams can't play due to COVID, they both get tagged with a loss in the SEC. Like in the Pac-12 or the Big 12 or like the Big 10, if both teams like can't play due to COVID, it'll be deemed a no contest. The SEC's not playing around, Mo. If you're both out, it's a loss in the loss column. They're sending the message, get vaxxed or suck it, basically.
You know, there's no question. Look, Nick Saban was the first, right, to get his entire team vaxxed. Saw Lane Kiffin now with Ole Miss get his entire team vaxxed. LSU, to an extent, has reached that number. And, like, you know as well as I do, Gabe, when it comes to the SEC, you're right, it is the NFL light when it comes to talent level going on to the next level. But the thing is, when you look at this SEC, again, we're going to be in the same predicament when we talk about the playoff four in January. Will it be Alabama? Will it be Georgia if they beat Clemson this weekend? Could a team like Texas A&M be that third team that can perhaps jump in there and be part of the conversation? But just imagine for Alabama, if Nick Saban had to lose a game because of COVID-19 outbreak. He'd be fuming and furious about this. But we all know how the politics work, right? Bama will still get back to the playoff four if need be. But look, the SEC, they know what they're doing. They are the kings of the college football world right now. And we see with the Alliance trying to take them down, there's no question in my mind the road for the college football title goes to the SEC, where it's Bama, Georgia, LSU, whoever might be coming out from that conference.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott expressed his frustration due to the Bills' COVID issues, in which the Bills have had a few players who have been fined for COVID protocols. They've had a few. Practices missed. Like it's starting already. And of course, Cole Beasley is one of them. What a shock. But as Sean McDermott says, guys, and I think he said it best. All right. So McDermott acknowledged his frustration. The Bills are at an 80% player clip. 80%. Now, if you're wondering about Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is vaxxed because basically, if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask all the time. And Josh Allen's never worn a mask. So it's sort of like you could do 2 + 2 is type stuff, right? Josh Allen is also the star of the team. The media would also know if he was showing up at 6 a.m. every day to get tested, right? So, like, because you know what? It's a classic example, and I didn't even get to this yet. Like Carson Wentz, right? Like Carson Wentz now is placed on the COVID list. And this guy sucks to begin with. That's more practices he's going to miss. It's just like, what a disaster that guy is. The Indianapolis media shredded him hard today. And I saw pictures of like the practice last week or the other day. And Carson Wentz had the mask on and no one else did. Right? And that shows. Yeah. And Carson Wentz is open about he's not getting vaxxed. What is it with crappy quarterbacks not getting vaxxed? Like Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, like, was it like the bad ones?
Carson Wentz reminds me of Chris Chandler. Remember Chandler?
Hey, Chris Chandler is a hell of a lot better than Carson Wentz was, though, bro.
Well, took the Falcons to the Super Bowl, right? Back in that
damn 89. Right, he did.
I mean, took him to.
Yeah, he was the quarterback with the Dirty Bird.
That's right. And look, the history of Carson Wentz that he's been jinxed with the injury bug, whatever it is, and this will set him back by a few days. But think about it, Gabe. He's missed time in training camp. He's now going to miss time in preparation for the early part of the season. So the Colts, who many thought would be the favorites to win the AFC South, is banged up, guys in IR, missing key players on both sides of the football. The play on the Colts may not be as confident as it once was.
Oh, God, so no. And T.Y. Hilton's hurt.
Out there, I stay with the Colts. Yeah.
Yeah. Titans are going to win that division. And the thing is, let's just be real.
They should be.
I find it amusing that Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz both are unvaccinated. Like, if I was Carson Wentz, considering how fragile and crap I am, I would be willing to ingest anything. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe the vaccination will make your sorry ass stronger. Like, seriously. Like, if I was like Carson Wentz, I'd do heroin at this point in time. Like, it can't hurt you. Like, what's the difference? You get hurt getting out of bed in the morning, bro. And you're a starting quarterback. You want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. You're a bad teammate. You're a selfish person. And I knew I was one of the first people on Carson Wentz. And you know why? And people thought I was crazy. People thought I was just being like, oh, Morency, and it was some like Sports Rage take, Mo. But I tell you what, when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, okay, Carson Wentz proposed to his girlfriend like on the 2 days after, okay? Fine.
Yeah.
But he posted on Twitter, got my own ring. And I was thinking, yeah, what the hell does that mean? You were part of the team, like, you know what I mean? He felt that right away. Yeah. Like, he's so thin-skinned. He didn't like that they won with Nick Foles. He didn't like Nick Foles. Then he freaks out when they bring in a kid, Jalen Hurts, that they never planned on being the starting quarterback. They didn't think you were going to cry like an actress on Beverly Hills 90210 and or Melrose Place. And then, you know, everything implodes. You get the coach fired. Now you're in Indianapolis. You're always hurt. You have COVID. You're unvaxxed. And quite frankly, I think Jacob Eason is better than you are. At this point, screw it. Go with Jacob Eason.
Look, Jacob Eason, when he was drafted last year, and think about his travails and how he got to this point, right? He left Georgia because of the quarterback at the time, and the name's on the tip of my tongue, that went to the Buffalo Bills afterwards. But the thing is, when you think about how he's gone through his travails,
Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm, thank you very much. He has the tools, the artillery to become an adequate quarterback. And look, to be with Frank Wright, with Marcus Brady, the OC, former CFL quarterback, he could definitely steal this opportunity because Sam Ellinger's out for the next 4 or 5 weeks with his injury. Carson Wentz, who knows when he'll be back here. For Jacob Eason, he's put himself on the map that maybe he may not be in Indianapolis and he might be the future quarterback, but he could be on the radar of another NFL team because we know how it works, Gabe. NFL teams are hungry for the next great guy to have in their system, and Eason could be that guy if he gets off the flyer for the Colts in the first 4 weeks of the season.
I think he's the guy. I'm telling you. I think that they think, I don't know, they'll always be in the mix, all these quarterback guys. You know, we see that Wright doesn't mind going on a year-to-year thing. But I think, honestly, I don't have any confidence in Carson Wentz. I do not believe that Carson Wentz can stay healthy. Even, and like you said, so Carson Wentz has missed a million practices already. He's going to have, so then there'll be the excuse, well, he doesn't have any chemistry, right, with his guys. Give him a chance. He doesn't have any chemistry. Well, it's his fault. He's unvaxxed and he missed all the practices that he did. He's always hurt to begin with. So and you really think he's going to stay healthy? And then number two and number three and number four and number 19 and number 318, even if he's healthy, he's not good. So I don't know what, like, they – I like Phillip Rivers better than him, and Phillip Rivers is 90 years old. Like, I could go on and on. I'm not a Carson Wentz guy. I don't believe in him. I think the Colts are crazy, but that's why I put $500 on the Titans to win a division already.
Yeah, and let's not forget the Colts. I think a lot of the fourth different starting quarterback in 4 years, going from Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, and person X, Jacob Eason, most likely than not. So they've gone through the rigors of the quarterbacks that they've had in the last 4 years or so. And if Jacob Eason's the guy, guess what? Carson Wentz will be the backup for this Colts team if Eason gets off to a flyer and puts up big numbers for this Frank Reich offense going to week one and to week two.
Yeah, they'll start crying about Jacob Eason after. But all right, Mo Khan kicking with Somo. CFL football, there's been 15 games this year. 12 of them have gone under the number. The underdogs are 11-4 against the spread. From a betting perspective, you know, you take the points and you take the under in these games. Do you think this trend continues with the low scores? Like, or do you think that eventually it's going to start to break open a little bit?
I'm not shocked, Gabe. I thought this would be low scoring affairs. I know we see some exciting games, right? Calgary, Montreal back in week two.
Edmonton, Ottawa in week one of the season opener. But I'm not surprised, Gabe, because we're talking about guys who have not played football in 2 years. They're still trying to find the rhythm. That's what the Alouettes game last Friday, in which they lost to the Ticats. And you can just see for both teams, they have not found their rhythm yet because they had no preseason. They didn't have proper training camp protocols in place to go through. And I just think at this point, Gabe, for the first 6 weeks of the year, and that's almost half the season right there, we're going to see some low-scoring games. I think it's by October, when we go into fall weather, is where the scores, I think, will rise up by a few more points here. So I definitely would take the under for whatever betting line is presented to you for the coming weeks of the CFL season.
Yeah, you know what? This week we got the Alouettes at the Red Blacks, the Blue Bombers and Rough Riders. We got a game Friday. We got a game Sunday. And then we got a game Monday, the Labor Day Classic with the Argos and the Ticats. And then the Elks and the Stampeders. And really, I'm in no hurry to be betting the over at any of these games. You know, Mo, the first week of the season, they open up the totals at like 51 and stuff, 49.5. And then they start to catch on. They haven't posted numbers yet. But this past weekend, Mo, all the totals were like 45 and stuff, 44, 46, 45. Yeah. One of them was 47.5, I think. But they'll probably be in the same range. And I'll go under in all four games again.
I don't disagree. And again, think about the quarterbacks. Guys like Bold Eli Mitchell out for the present moment. Mike Riley's banged up. A lot of guys have been hurt this year, so the quarterback play has not been.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Strong. I just should.
Hey. That kid in Calgary looks good, though. He's got a strong arm. Mo Khan, thanks for the time, Mo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Mo Khan. Great stuff with Mo. George Kurtz will step up, and then we'll talk some fantasy football with George, and we'll get some post-game analysis. The Angels are victorious. And I tell you what, we've been killing it lately, but I don't like living in the past. I don't really talk about it. I don't like living in the past, but this is one I got wrong tonight. I took a parlay with Ohio State on the money line, just try to get a little head start on that Ohio State game later in the week. But we're still alive with the Dodgers right now in the under. Hopefully we can squeeze this one home. And because before this, we were 6-1 tonight. Our only loss, actually, was the strikeout prop. Every side hit. Every side hit. We were on St. Louis plus a run and a half. We gave it all on game time decisions. I gave you guys Bryce Harper to hit a home run at plus 240, hit the home run in the first inning. Philadelphia Phillies to win the game. St. Louis Cardinals plus a run and a half. Tampa Bay Rays to beat Boston. Texas plus money to beat Colorado. There was a couple other, we rolled it. We killed it. Toronto Blue Jays minus a run and a half. It was 6-1. The only one I lost, I had A.J. Axley made his debut tonight for Texas. This kid, he looked really good. But the prop was 4.5 strikeouts, and he finished with 4. So we lost by half a strikeout. What a terrible bad beat. Oh, no, that's right. It wasn't. It was just a loss. Right? You see people, I can't believe I lost by half. It was 4.5, and he got to 4. Well, what'd you expect him to get to? I even said on the show, he'll probably get to 5 if we're lucky. I was hoping. I was hoping for a little bit more, but hey, we won the game, and they were plus money. How was Colorado road favorites, man? These guys are like one of the worst road teams in the history of baseball. They're 17-46 on the road, and they're chalk? Come on. I don't like betting on useless games like that, but sometimes you just have to. Sometimes you're just saying, take my money. Take it. I don't want it. The late-night anger management class. Bring it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.